Untitled by Jonas André Oberperleiter. There it lies, the judge's staff. A prop unbecoming of your role, a symbol confined to the other side of the bench, and yet you feel as if it belonged in your hands. You can feel your self-judgment grow. Curtains, lights, a scene tailored to your taste, and yet you stumble with another fumble? Another wrong line at the wrong time, carelessly projected into the room, yet carefully dissected by yourself immediately after. Most days you feel like you do not even know what you're saying at any given time. When you look for words, your prompter is hardly trying. Why should they even bother feeding you those perfect passages when you cannot passably deliver them? Pause. A deep breath. You're starting to despise this role you play, but do not act like you have not picked this part yourself. You molded the character, wrote the lines, stepped out into the spotlight, onto the stage. Maybe you long for the stuff, the power to judge yourself, your inability to perform as expected, but do not forget why you play this part, what is at stake. Yes, lacking a director, you have no sense of direction going into this. But that holds true for everyone around you, and look how well they manage their part. Now that is art. If you break character, if you allow yourself to become your own judge, how long before that staff is broken? And what happens then? Yes, you fudged your part. You went off script. You may wish to be on the other side of the bench. You may wish you had the power of judgment. But no, do not try to rewrite the play at this stage. Do not question its nature. Is this a tragedy? Is this a comedy? Time will tell. Why even ponder the genre now if you cannot get your lines right? Get your own act straight first, then you can wonder about the whole of it. And later, when it's all behind you, then you can wonder about your own faults, your mistakes. And you can do so without appearing false before them all. Maybe then you can grasp the stuff. Silence? Really? It is exactly as I feared, as your little drama unfolds before us all. The audience is meant to accept all your woes and worries, your mistakes, your excuses. And you're not sure if anyone even grants you a sliver of attention, or is even a part of your innocence. And who are you to even demand their attention? What makes you so special? Do you even deserve the soliloquy you wish to force onto us all? You cannot hide in the mask forever. You cannot trust the heavy makeup to hide your shame. Maybe you should learn the ropes first. Find support in a supporting cast, and try not to fall into monologues that leave you alone on the spot. Try your best to find your footing before you step into the foreground. You evidently cannot handle the pressure, and you clearly cannot accept your poor performance any longer. Take a part that has fewer lines but know them better, or find a different vantage point altogether. Looking at you now, I hardly know what to make of you. It seems to me that you clearly need to find a way to cope better with your slip-ups, your blemishes, and the preconceived notion of your role. I mean, look at yourself. Just now, while you wait for the curtain call, you spend your time idly berating yourself in the mirror of the mask, when you could spend the time so much more efficiently than by putting yourself on an internal trial, being both the accuser and the judge. How is that ever supposed to help you boost your act? If you are so stacked against yourself that you do not mind punishing yourself for punishing yourself even before the play is over, what do you expect to come of that? You can only play so many roles at once. Maybe being innocently accused is enough for now. You can be the judge of your poor act later. Take another breather, because maybe, just maybe, when the curtain falls, there won't be a final sentence waiting. Or maybe they will drag you off stage and break the stuff. You cannot control the crowd. No matter how it goes, all this noise will be replaced by silence. And you will have to choose whether you can let the echo of your failure linger. Even if you are right in not deserving a second chance, you may get one anyway.